Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovex, and Mishnah Yomi continues for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, though it's actually really the 30th day of Nisan, also known as May 8th. And we are in Sota, Chapter 1, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. And yesterday we discussed the Sota came to Yerushalayim, was interviewed and encouraged to confess if she had sinned by the Sanhedrin, the highest court, and then she's taken to Shar Nicanor, the access point to the temple for people who need Tahara, in this case, testing. And there are some things done with this woman to make her feel uncomfortable and embarrassed and to encourage her to confess if there was actual adultery that took place, so she will not have to perish in the Sota ritual if she maintains a front of innocence despite the truth being guilt. So Mishnah Vav Haitza Mitkosi B'Levonim, if she was wearing white clothing when she arrived, Mitkosi B'Shorim, so they make her wear something darker and make her change her clothing to less nice clothing. The Gemara explains if black clothing actually makes her more attractive, then they would, you know, put her in gray or something else. Sometimes black is the new black. Hayu Aleha Chle Zahav, if she had brought golden jewelry, katlaut, or a nice necklace, choker, nizamim, tabaut, earrings, finger rings, mavirin remena, we take the jewelry off, kadei lenavla, so she'll feel, you know, less confident. V'achar kach, and afterwards, this is referring to yesterday, we learned they would rip her outer garments at the top of it, and if it rips open, it rips open. V'achar kach mevi hevel mitzri, they'd bring this this Egyptian rope, or it's a sort of a palm fiber rope is another translation. They tie it above her chest to hold up her garment. Even though they ripped her outer garment, they do want to hold it up because we don't want her to be exposed. And anyone who wants to come should come and see. In the Gemara, they explain that women were encouraged to come and see that a wife who was understandably going around with men, going behind closed doors with other men, perhaps being in an adulterous situation, should be publicly shamed, and other women should get the message that this is a completely inappropriate and un-Jewish behavior. So women were encouraged to bring their daughters to Sota Day at the temple, which, of course, was extremely, extremely rare. Chutz, but who can't come? Avadeo Shivchotea, if she has servants, Mibnei Shaliba Gospahem, her heart is swollen around them, meaning she wants to hold up a front of confidence and innocence in front of her, you know, the people who are members of her household. And she might be reluctant to confess in front of them. All of the women are allowed to come and see. Really, the Gemara says they should come and see. Shemar v'nivosru kol anoshim v'lo ta'aseina kizimat cheina. The Navi Yechezkel in chapter 23, he prophesied that all of the women will be, you know, scared and intimidated and not do such acts of immorality. So these things were done to embarrass the Sota, not just so she would want to confess, but so other women would not do such immoral things. The Mishnah Zion brings a critical idea in Jewish theology, B'mida she'adam moded ba modedin lo. The measure that a person measures with, in that measure, he is measured. This idea is also called at fat. That's short for a turn for a turn. What a person does is often done back to that person, so they get the message that their behavior was improper. Though we'll see tomorrow, it also works in a positive sense. But here we're talking about specifically the Sota. He kishto et atzma le'avera. She decorated herself, did up her hair, got nice jewelry and clothing to seduce another man who was not her husband. Hamakum nivla. So Hashem commands that we embarrass her and disgrace her, rip her clothing, take off her jewelry. He gilted atzma levera. She revealed herself in order to entice another man to sin. Hamakum gila aleha. So Hashem commands that we reveal her sin and encourage everyone to come see. Bayorech, in her thigh, hitchila b'avera tachila. That was the beginning of the avera. Assuming she was actually adulterous with another man. It's also an avera to go behind closed doors with a man she's not married to. But the real Adam bomb avera here would be if there was actual adultery that would begin in thigh, and afterwards on her stomach. Lefichach, therefore, when she drinks the Sota water, as we'll discuss later, tilke hayirach tachila. She's stricken in the thigh first, achar kach habeten, and afterwards the stomach, ushar kolaguf lo falet. The rest of her body is not spared the punishment basically turns into a poison if she was guilty. This concept of b'mida shadam moded ba, or a turn for a turn, we'll discuss more tomorrow. It's also related to the famous do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Yashar kochachem, happy Rosh Chodesh.